Sets up and running with a really impressive 5-0 win. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously pleased to get up and started and up and running with a win and a clean sheet, and we scored 5 goals, and truth be told, probably could have scored a few more if we'd been a bit more clinical. So all in all, a really, really pleasing day, almost perfect. Obviously Mark getting sent off has put a little bit of a damper on it, but you know, we've talked before the game about the quality of players that we've got here now, and opportunities will now be there for people who didn't start today. I do feel a little bit for the lads that haven't got on today, because they're obviously quality players, and you know, I've just said to them that with 9 games in the first sort of 4 or 5 weeks, they're all gonna play a part. So it's really important that we stick together, and it's really important that we take this momentum now into the league now next Saturday.
Such a good performance there. It feels quite unfair on some lads to pick out one or two names, but Tom Bailey, 2-goal return on his debut, you must be real pleased with him.
Yeah, I think Tom, you know, when we signed Tom, it kind of signified what our intentions are, and he's obviously a proven goal scorer. So for him to, on his debut, on his competitive debut today, to score 2 goals is obviously really pleasing for us as a management team, and pleasing for Tom as well. But you know, this is just the start. We're hoping that he's going to be that striker that spearheads us to scoring 100 league goals, and you know, the more he can get, the better.
The fans will be most pleased to see Gailey the return. Just how instrumental was he in the midfield?
Yeah, I thought Gailey was quite quiet actually. They've obviously got their captain there, who's a bit of a legend, very similar type player to Gaz. You know, works hard, ratter, gets in people's faces, makes them make decisions. And I thought for a little bit they cancelled each other out, but it was clear that as the game went on, Gaz had a little bit more fitness and quality about him, and was able to get in a couple of times. Perhaps unlucky not to get a goal, but I thought the referee was looking for an excuse, really, to, I know I'm saying that knowing that he sent Mark Rogers off, but I thought the referee was looking for an excuse really to send Gaz off. So particularly after the booking that I didn't think was a booking, so we brought him off really to look after him. And of course it's really pleasing that we're able to bring Gaz Lilly off and stick Joe Shaw on, and it doesn't impede the team at all, and Joe with his first touch cuts inside a man and sticks it in the top corner from 20 yards. So it's obviously a very pleasing situation for myself and the management team to be in. Brooks and Steve Eck, we've obviously worked hard. It doesn't happen by accident. It's been a long time for us to get into this position, and it's important that everybody gets behind us and reaps the rewards of it, because you know, anybody who's come today will see that we've got a quality team with good movement, and we're looking to score goals and play football the right way.
We've rewritten the history books again with the biggest ever FA Cup victory. We don't know who we're going to face in the next round yet, as 1874 and Northern Victoria drew 2-2 today, but what kind of challenge do you think there will be in the next round?
Yeah, obviously we know a little bit more about the two Northwich teams than we knew about Athersley, because you know, they're in our league, and some of the names and some of the faces are familiar to us. It will obviously be tough and competitive, and as anything, when there's prize money at stake, you know, it's a cup tie. It's a great opportunity for all of the clubs, whether it's Northwich ourselves or Northwich 1874, to you know, push on to that next level and get a bit of money in the bank and a little bit of exposure for the club. So I'm sure they'll all be desperate to do it. It'll be a competitive game, I'm sure, and we'll look forward to it.
Seth, thanks very much. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.